1276. I just have a little bit of complaint to you about a passenger which he was actually trying to let me ask people to get up from the disability area because he said his knee, he cannot bend his knee, but there was two seats empty at the disability area. So three times he told me that he wanted to use the disability area, and I pointed to him that there was seats at the disability area, and he wasn't happy about it. And later on, somebody actually got up from the other side and he went and sat down. So when he got up at coach and 12, he actually came, he thought I was putting on my badge, trying to see whether he can get my name. So he took the badge number. I don't know whether he's going to call in or whatever. So just to let you know the side of my story too.
I copy. Yeah, from what you told me, I think you did not do anything wrong. He had a seat available to him. But if anything comes up, you know, this is on a recorded line, you can reference it. And sounds like you're in the clear, so I won't really worry about it.
Yeah, copy that. But the idea is that, you know, somebody sitting at a disability area, I don't know whether the person is a disabled person that he's using the area, so I can't actually tell them to get up and you will go and sit. And the funny thing is even that there were two seats that were empty. So you could have just walked and used those seats. But anyway, so it is what it is. Thank you so much.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. You can't tell people to move from the priority seating. You don't know who has what. You did the right thing. You have a good night. We'll be clear at 2348.